All right, folks, welcome to ninoscorner.tv. I am joined with Denise Boland, and we're going to be talking about some really dark stuff today. I was like, man, I need a break from all the deep, heavy stuff with the stuff and all the war that's going on. But this is kind of in the same realm. I mean, it's just kind of like what's going on behind the curtain in reality with these people. A lot of witchcraft. There's a lot of ritualistic, ceremonial stuff going on with these people. And especially with these very prestigious families. And Denise, I'm going to let you take it from here because I don't know much of, I know I've always heard about this stuff. Obviously, everyone knows me from my first big video I did. That's how I got acquainted with you, with the viral video that I did talking about this stuff. But the details of certain families, I'm not too familiar with. I know this stuff really does happen, but you know, there's a lot going on with the Kardashians right now. I mean, they've been super famous for a long time. There are soul contracts, man. I mean, there really is. This is a spiritual war. And when you offer yourself up to fame and fortune and you get to a certain point, they come at you and they say, hey, you want to go a little further than this? And you don't want to give up your lifestyle. So you say, what do I got to lose? Why not? Let's go. And then that's it. They got you. And whether it's having blackmail on you or decide to, in free will, say, I am going to do this or that to further my career, it's a reality. This stuff really does happen in the big Hollywood circles, right?
Oh, absolutely. First, I want to say thank you for having me on. And oh my God, it's great to see you. It's like we're coming full circle. We started in 2020 when you came out with that viral video. That was amazing. And I was like, Lord, I got to talk to this man. Please, please, you know, help me get in touch with you. Because I think you have like hundreds of emails in your inbox every day ever since you came out with that.
It was crazy. Yeah. When that happened, it was like I hit the hornet's nest, man. I wasn't expecting it to happen. Honestly, how could anyone expect that to happen? That was organic. Like, I didn't decide that I was going to do that. I was just nonchalant talking about it on a Facebook Live, and then it just went viral. I could never have planned that. You know, if I would have planned it, it would have never have happened.
Absolutely.
It doesn't happen that way. You know what
it's
I mean?
It's true. It's true. And for those that don't know, you came out and you said that you had a good friend in the industry that was telling you what's really going on in Hollywood, you know, and you really
got it. And I've also been around those circles. So I know, I heard whispers for the last 20 years. And I have stories, you know, of parties I've gone to where I've seen some crazy stuff. And so do the people that I know. And we would all talk about it. And it's just, at that time in 2020, when I made that video, it was kind of just like at the right time. Everything, all the stars aligned, you know. And like now you got Ryan Garcia coming out, the champion boxer,
yes,
saying the same stuff I was saying. But I did it 4 years ago when like I was really scared for my life. Like I was like, man, this is not good. Like I did not expect that to happen. I did not expect such a big internet hit. And for it to just go crazy on me. I could never have planned that. And I was really in fear of my life, to be honest with you.
Yeah. But see, you had God protecting you. And look at how far you've come. I mean, like, oh my God, it's amazing. You are reaching so many people, sharing the truth, you know, spreading hope, which you always do. And you always bring, you know, your humor to, you know.
It's
to everything, you know, even the dreariest things that we're talking about, what's going on around us. But
it's kept me sober, Denise. Honestly, it's kept me sober and it's kept me busy. And but you know, I don't like dealing with some of the troll stuff, but it's just part of it. You know, with success comes a storm front. That's good. I just watched that on Sly Stallone, where he was on the documentary on Netflix. I was like, oh, that's true, man. With success comes a storm front, you know? And you piss a lot of people off. But, you know, but let's get into this.
Let's get into this. So, you know, what you were saying is very true. But a lot of times, these artists in the industry, we'll talk about the music industry right now. These artists in the industry, sometimes they don't even realize what they're getting involved in. I mean, I remember hearing all the way back with Madonna, that Madonna did a soul contract, but she didn't really quite understand what it involved. And when she realized that she sold her soul, she had handlers, she was being controlled, she tried to get away. She tried to get away from them, and they chased her down. And you know, and that's the unfortunate part about it. You don't really know sometimes what you're getting involved in. I
well,
remember
you
there
know,
was
I got to be honest with you. So I dated one of Prince's exes. Prince,
oh, wow.
So I was that went out with her for about a month.
Which
And
one was it? Was it Denise?
I'll tell you who.
Okay. What,
I'll tell
one
you
of them?
After.
She became a Christian, a minister afterwards. I don't know
Who'd
if
you
it's one
say?
of them. Her name was Denise. Her real name was Denise. I forget her stage name. Divine, maybe.
We'll go
okay,
into
we
that.
don't have to. Okay.
So I was seeing her for about a month, you know, we went on some dates and stuff like that. And she told me a lot about Prince and I couldn't believe it. Like that guy was wide awake. And he was scared for his life. Like the dude was paranoid to where they tried to have handlers around him. Right. But he was too smart for them and he wanted nothing to do with them. And he literally was when he started seeing everything for what it was. She told me you couldn't shut him up. Like he was constantly looking out the window. He was looking under his bed. He was actually becoming paranoid. Like he was beyond that actually. And I'll tell you off air a lot of the stuff that she told me because it's pretty crazy. But the guy was very intelligent, highly intelligent. Just knew. And they knew that he knew.
Yeah.
So you gotta wonder him and Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson was another one that knew. He was always talking about them, they, them.
Yeah.
It's scared for his life. These people try to remain innocent and pure. Princess Diana, another one.
That's right.
They're good people in this horrible demonic system and they just want out and things
happen. She
wrote you know?
Letters. I don't know if you know that she wrote letters, right, to her friend saying that they're trying to kill me.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it's crazy. So yeah, absolutely. With Prince, yeah, he wanted no part of the Illuminati. Yeah. And
if you look at Madonna, she looks gone. She looks vacant. Like she's just completely now at the point, like, I know I did it. Maybe I ran before, but it was just too much for me. And I finally gave in. I surrendered. And now she's just completely embracing it, it seems like to me.
Yeah. And you gotta wonder because it's almost like they're a shell of themselves, you know? They're not
Yeah,
even
they look vacant. They look like there's a void.
Yeah.
You know. You know, you have some good people coming out like Paris Hilton and things like that, that are celebrities like that talking about the kids and Ryan Garcia, the kids.
Yes.
But I think what they do is they chip away at you. They're playing the long game. Like, you know, I always said evil doesn't have a long game, but it's, you know, to me, it does seem now like they're playing the long game, especially these celebrities. They just wait till you're at your weakest point. And then, you know, that you know, like look what happened to Kanye. I mean, Kanye keeps it seems like to me he's breaking every chance he gets and he goes on a sporadic rant. And then they reel him back in.
Reel him back in. Do you think that's him now? Because I wonder. I wonder.
I don't know. You got Jim Brewer talking about is that the you know the real Dave Chappelle? And I talked to Jim Brewer, and he's like, man, you know, Dave Chappelle. He's told me, and he was best friends with Dave Chappelle. But I'm not gonna say any more than that because he confided in me in some stuff. But Jim Brewer said some stuff. I just saw the reason I said that is because I saw a video that where he's talking about Dave Chappelle.
Yeah,
but.
And they were
I don't
friends,
know if these people
and he
just
doesn't
get so
talk to him, right? Isn't
yeah,
that odd?
Anymore. I think they might just get. I don't know, understand what happens. I'm not going to say they're clones. I'm not. I don't. Maybe I've heard from people that it's real, but I think that Chappelle maybe got so terrified, so scared out of his mind, they just say, "I'm not going that far anymore. I'm not going to go. I'm not. I'm just staying right where I'm at. I'm going to be comfortable and live my life and not piss anybody off. Just do enough." You know, is what I think happens. Dave Chappelle, yeah, he looks different, but people age. I mean, you don't look the same at 45 as
tell.
You do at 28.
I mean, with Kanye, why is he wearing a mask when he's performing? Why is he covering his face? Why he was so protective of Kim Kardashian, a friend of mine, and this is a whole other story, but a friend of mine was their bodyguard for a while. And he was like, don't talk to Kim, whatever you do, like, don't talk to her, don't approach her, stay away from her. But with this new wife, he lets her walk around half naked. It doesn't make sense. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's that's his, he's not protective of it. Just, it seems a little off. He was so outspoken on a daily basis. He was coming out, he was exposing them. And then all of a sudden it's
he's
this
been reined
new,
in.
Yeah. But is it him?
Well,
I mean, you don't know. I mean, I don't
so
know.
Let's talk about the Kardashians for a moment, because you were saying something off air that I thought was very interesting. And I think
Yeah.
my audience would find it very interesting. So allegedly, we don't know this, but, and I'm not going to say it's,
Theory.
because what I don't know, I really don't know anything about this family, that, and I don't care to, but what they have a lineage of witchcraft in their family. Is that what you're telling me? Or this
Yes.
is, they've
So,
been practicing witches for generations or what?
yeah, a lot of people say that they are practicing witchcraft a few times. I think, you know, Kim would kind of like hint to that, saying, you know, magic got me this or magic got me that. So this is the story. The story, and it's a theory that an ancestor of theirs, like a great 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 grandmother back in the 1800s, she went to a coven of witches, and she asked them to cast a spell that on all her future female descendants, they would have fame, fortune, and beauty. So they were able to do that, but they said in order to do that, we have to absorb the male energy of any man that they're with.
Oh,
Right.
there you go, right there. That would
Right.
make sense.
Absolutely. And so there would be a curse on the men. And if you look at all the men, I mean, come
And
on now.
Kanye Jenner, man.
The
Yeah. I
whole
mean,
long
any
thing.
man that ever been associated with him has lost their friggin' minds.
Yeah. I have a video to show if you want to see it.
Yeah, let's take a look at it.
All
Yeah,
right.
I mean, Jenner way
Absolutely.
out to lunch.
Even Pete Davidson.
I mean, if you really think about it, I always think Jenner was and just here's my theory on that. Jenner was a top athlete, top-notch Olympian. The guy was just leaps and
Yeah.
bounds above everybody in sports. I think he was so competitive, he couldn't take taking the back seat with the Kardashians. He couldn't take being second or third to them. So he's like, you know what? I'm gonna beat my own game. Boom! He goes and gets some tits. He gets himself an ass. Yeah, I
Crazy.
don't know if he does the whole number there, but I mean,
I don't
what he
know.
did, he goes, "I'm gonna." I think psychologically it messed with him. It's just a theory, folks. I think it
Yeah.
messed with him so bad, and he's so competitive, he couldn't lose to them.
Yeah.
And he probably deep down could not stand them. He's like, "You know what? I'm gonna be the bigger bitch. Watch. What do you want to make a bet? I bet you
Look
somehow
better in a
in that
dress than
brain,
Chris.
something's crazy here, man. But it could be."
Listen, yeah. Anything is possible. Now we're finding out anything, nothing's impossible. I did hear that when he was in the Olympics, he was asking his doctor to prescribe hormones, that he started taking hormones even back then.
Like,
So,
wait, but probably like testosterone and stuff like that, not like estrogen.
no hormones. Hormones.
Really? Well,
Because you can't be like a male today and then a female tomorrow. It doesn't work that way. It had to be
gotta be
something.
swirling in your mind for a long
Yeah,
time.
yeah. You had to start feeling like you're a female, feeling a little effeminate. I don't know.
I don't know. I think he had a mental breakdown, in my opinion. In my opinion, I think he just whoosh,
The
bang.
curse. The curse.
The curse. Yeah, let's
Yeah.
go into. Go
Yeah,
ahead.
let's show this. Okay.
Yeah,
Crazy stuff, right? See,
it's nuts.
this isn't as heavy as the stuff you usually do, right?
No, I am so tired and burnt out on that shit, man. But I still got to do it because I feel like that's my duty spiritually.
All right. Let me know if you can hear it. I think
Make
I
sure
click.
you got to put
I
on
think
sound.
I click sound, but if you don't hear it,
Okay.
let me know. Okay, here we go.
Kardashians cursed all the men in their lives. It was alleged that a woman who was an ancestor of the Kardashians sacrificed her soul to four witches in Armenia in order for all the women in her bloodline to always have fame, fortune, and beauty while the men around them suffer. Just to take a look at a few of them. Scott Disick, who went from being a relatively successful businessman to developing severe alcoholism and depression in front of the whole world. Travis Scott, who went from having the number one album in 2018, then becoming the most hated and disgraced artist of all time, and not releasing an album since. Caitlyn Jenner, who ruined her relationship with Kris and her children, and later got ostracized by her own community, Kanye West, from being at the top of his career to being locked in a mental hospital and running his 2020 presidential run. Pete Davidson, now undergoing trauma therapy after the negative media attention from being with Kim. With all that said, it isn't really a long shot to say that.
And that's...
That's pretty convincing. I mean,
yeah,
you know, they just eat you alive. I mean, that group of women, like, they are, I don't know. I used to be very, and I say they all kind of inhabit or they contain the Jezebel spirit. And I used to be very attracted to the Jezebel spirit when I was younger. Like when I was in my 20s, I was like, man, I used to love those women, the hard to get, the bitches, the ones that used to just challenge me and fight with me, and they were toxic. I was really into that. And then you get older and certain things happen in life, and you just kind of, you look at it and you, with a clear perspective, a clear lens, and you say, especially when you grow spiritually, and you're like, oh man, I had it all wrong. That was like completely demonic. It was demonic. I was attracted to something very demonic,
very dark.
I'm so glad I got through that phase, man. You know, but it does. I look at them as Jezebels. I really do. I look at all those women as Jezebels and doing absolutely nothing for society. In fact, they're doing the opposite. They're dark, dark, dark people. Well,
look at how Kim got famous. And now we find out that Chris was behind the video. That they actually made those videos and put them out there on purpose, those sex tapes.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, that came out. Yeah.
Wait, her mom?
Yeah. So,
could you imagine?
She was in the sex tape with her boyfriend at the time, and he came out later on because they kept trashing him, saying, "All right, you know what? Enough is enough. Chris, you know that you told us to do this. You were there. You were making sure every scene looked right. You told us to do this again and do that again, like you were directing us. Oh, you didn't hear about that? Yeah. Yeah."
So, I heard something like that. But I thought it was just like maybe she saw it and was like, well, let's put it out. You're telling me she was like directing it?
Yes. According to the boyfriend that was in the tape. Yeah.
Oh, my Lord.
It's crazy. Wow.
That is so damn evil. Like,
yeah,
I can't imagine anything like that with a mother. I can't believe, like,
it's so sick. It's so sick.
That's beyond.
Yeah.
That's like no soul right there. Using your daughter to catapult your family. And of course, they got a lot of fame. So to her, she's probably like, oh, it was way worth it.
But that's your daughter.
You lost all your dignity.
Put
you
her
lost
out there like that. Well, you know, OJ actually admitted before he passed that him and Chris were together. So there are questions about the oldest daughter, that she's OJ's. You heard that?
No, well, I did not hear that.
Yeah. Yeah. OJ, I just did a whole thing on OJ.
Chris is the mother.
Yeah, Chris is the mother. So when she was with Robert Kardashian, they were very close. So it was Robert, it was Chris, and they would hang out with OJ and Nicole Simpson.
You know, I need to catch up on the entertainment gossip celebrity stuff because I'm just not very abreast to it. But I'm gonna start implementing this into my shows.
I think it's good. Like
every couple of weeks, every week. So I'm gonna be like the dumb jock that just doesn't know anything about celebrity gossip, because I'm sure my audience right now is just going, "How do you not know that? How do you not know? I don't care."
Yeah, but maybe not everybody knows that. That's all right. That's because you were focused on.
I've heard she was behind it, but I didn't know she like orchestrated it.
That's according to, like I said, the ex that was in the video. So, yeah.
So that would tell me they're still like practicing, and obviously they're doing a lot of stuff probably behind closed doors to, when their minds further their career.
Yeah. Well, if this is true and they are witches, and we don't know, we're saying allegedly. Yeah, they have to do rituals. They have to, you know, be active participants as witches and cast spells, I guess, and do whatever it is that they do.
But isn't there some kind of beef with Kim Kardashian right now and Taylor Swift?
See, I didn't hear. Yeah, I
So,
didn't hear
well, it
about
looks to
that.
me like Kim Kardashian jabbed at her.
Oh, I did hear something about the song. Yes,
Yeah.
Kim. Yes. So Taylor Swift came out with a song and the words with the capital KIM, Kim.
Right,
Yes.
right,
Okay,
right,
I heard
right. So
that.
I saw something like that. I was thinking to myself, if you watched Taylor Swift at the Super Bowl with Travis Kelce when she was up in the box, she had someone with her that was obviously very demonic. Like the person that was next to her was throwing some kind
Yeah,
of signs
doing
through
the
the
signs.
window. And yeah, and I was like, who is that person? Why is that person even there? Like, what is the function of that human being? What that was just a very almost gothic looking, like just creepy looking individual. And I kept thinking to myself, okay, that's they obviously positioned that person right next to her, watching Taylor for whatever reason. Obviously, that person was is looks to me like they're high up in witchcraft. So I'm not going to say that Taylor, we all know Taylor's not that innocent little girl anymore. She's not. She went to the
No,
other side a long time ago.
she absolutely
And
did. Yep.
so, right? So to me,
Even
it
her
seems.
lyrics now, David, of her new album, the lyrics,
Yeah.
Antichrist.
Yeah, it's disturbing. So to me, it seems like this is a battle of two witches. I'm serious. I'm not even. People laugh all you want, but it's they're going at it. And I remember when Kanye went up on stage around 2006. It was around 2006, 2009, or something like that. When he went on stage and said she wasn't deserving of the award, whatever it was. I can't remember if it was a Grammy or what. I can't remember what exactly the award was, but
That was a ritual.
yes, exactly.
That was a ritual. Yeah. She had to be embarrassed to go to the next level. That's why they put men in dresses. That's like an embarrassing ritual that they have to go through to go to the next level. They say Kevin Hart said, "I'll never put on a dress. You'll never get me to put on a dress." Bam, he's on SNL wearing a dress, just like what, a
Let's
couple months ago.
talk about that for a second. Like P. Diddy, like all the stuff that's coming out with P. Diddy. Like, I would have never. I mean, back in the day in the '90s, when I heard the hardcore rappers coming out, and Dre. I've heard a lot of stuff about Dre. I've heard a lot of stuff about Diddy. I heard more stuff about Dre before Diddy even came out. Notorious B.I.G. Now it's all coming out, and it's like all these guys were into each other and doing I don't know if I can say it on Fluff too, but you know what? They were doing stuff with each other, and it seems to me like we were all fooled since the get-go, man. These guys acted like the hardest gangsters. I just saw a video of Tupac completely when he was about 17 years old, and I'm gonna piss a lot of people off, but I saw the video. Extremely feminine. Extremely, and I
That
thought
the
that was maybe
interview,
the
it was an
one
interview,
guy.
I
Yeah,
think.
where it's like I just, and he's talking like that. I'm like, whoa, queen. Like it was before he decided to get hard. Like I'm like, wow, is this all an act? I met Rick Ross. You know that? I met Rick Ross at the fights, the original Rick Ross. And he was talking to me for about an hour and a half with other people there about him. And all that was introduced by the three-letter agencies into the hip hop culture. They all manufactured
Yes,
this stuff.
that's right.
The whole movement was
Absolutely.
manufactured.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So
It's
they've
so
had their
true.
hands in this for the longest time.
That's how they can make money off, and they could go into the industry and not be like that. They could be straight, but
Yeah.
eventually, if they want to continue with their career and be successful, they have to conform.
They get turned out. Yeah.
They
Oh,
have
just let
to.
this guy do this to you and that's your next album, man. That's all you got to do. Then the next album after that, they're like, nah, now you got to try this and do this. Well, you already did that. It's just another step. That's how I think it goes down, but I don't know.
And it all has to be recorded. They say that Diddy had cameras everywhere recording everything. You heard about all the lawsuits that came out against him. So there was a lot of information in there that he recorded everything. Even with the ex, what, Cassie, he would force her. He would force her. He would wear a mask. She would have to wear a mask. He would have candles lit and he would have to record it because it was a ritual. And so you have to show it to the higher ups that you're doing these rituals. You understand?
Completely demonic. And
It's
where's everything
insane.
going with P. Diddy right now? I mean, I don't even I mean, it
I
seems
don't
to me.
know, but I found something very interesting. I wanted to show you. It just came out on TikTok where he's naming names. Like, I'm not going down alone.
Oh, was he? Did he have a paper with his kid with him?
Did you see that?
Yeah, and that, and he named just. Oh, yeah. You want to play it? Go ahead.
I'll play it. Let me see if I still
Yeah.
have it. Yeah, he even said in the very beginning, I'm not going down alone.
Is that a picture of Danny Trejo back there?
Yeah, that's Danny. We were in a movie
Yeah.
together. He's such a sweetheart.
Yeah, he's cool. I think he told me he has family in El Paso.
I love him. When I went to LA, I went, he's got like two restaurants. He's got a donut shop with like the
Yeah,
most
he was.
incredible
When I
donuts.
met him, he's a real. He talks to anybody. He's just a nice dude. I really
Oh, I
value
love
him.
him. As soon as we finished the film, he said, I want to take a picture with all the extras, with all the background. And that's
Yeah,
what he
he's
did. And they
humble
came over.
guy. He's a real humble guy.
He really is. Well, he wasn't an actor. He became an actor later in life.
He was in prison for a while, wasn't he?
Yeah.
That's why he's so humble, man. Things like that humble you.
Yep. He didn't forget where he came from. And do you see it?
Yep, there it is. Okay.
All right,
It
here we
should,
go.
make sure the sound is on.
Yeah.
All right.
Oprah. J-Lo.
J-Lo.
A-Rod. Will Smith.
Will Smith.
Alicia Keys.
Alicia Keys.
Look at this pretty hair. Black King God, dude. Justin Bieber.
Justin Bieber.
Kevin Hart.
Kevin Hart.
Mark Wahlberg.
Mark Wahlberg.
Snoop.
Snoop.
DJ Khaled.
DJ Khaled.
Swiss Beats.
Beats.
Kelly Rowland.
Can you stop it for a second?
Chris Brown.
Chris Brown.
Malou.
Yeah.
Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah, I don't know about that. He's Christian. So I don't know
Yeah,
what he has
I mean,
on
but
him.
still, I mean, Mark Wahlberg. I wasn't a name I was not ex that's a name I was not expecting in there.
Unless something happened one time in the past, I mean, who
Yeah,
knows?
well, that one time will get you. I remember when I was at the Playboy Mansion, there was a few people there saying, "Hey, don't go into certain rooms. They got cameras everywhere." And I was like, "What about the grotto?" Like, "Oh, that's the heavily. That's the most. That's the most bugged room there is the grotto."
Wow.
And I remember that everyone, a lot of people were taking the girls they met to the Roosevelt Hotel. Gosh,
Just so they
kind
wouldn't
of
be
my
recorded.
little story. But yeah, I was at the Playboy Mansion for 3 days straight.
Wow.
Yeah. And I remember, yeah, they had monkeys and parrots and all kinds of shit there. But go ahead, play.
Yeah, and I know he recorded every, he had a lot of dirt on everybody. Yep. Okay.
Sheree.
Sheree.
Sierra,
Sierra.
Janelle Monáe, yeah, that's my sis right there. Lizzo, Megan Thee Stallion, J Balvin, Naomi Campbell,
Naomi Campbell.
that's your auntie. That's Naomi Campbell, your auntie.
Did I have Instagram?
She's a
I'm just nervous with him with the kid.
okay. Jessica Alba.
Hold on,
Where
pause it
is he?
again. Jessica Alba just stepped down from her business. You know that.
Did she?
Yeah,
No,
it
I didn't
was,
know that.
yeah, her business. I forgot what the name of the business is. Someone can put it in the comments. But Jessica Alba just recently, and it was right after this. She just recently stepped down. Go ahead. Sorry.
I know Naomi Campbell, a lot came out. That Jaguar Wright, she exposed a lot. She exposed a lot. So some of these names, she already exposed.
Rita Wilson. Gabrielle Union. Dwayne Wade. Usher.
Usher.
Demi Lovato. Shaq and his whole family.
Back in his whole family.
Tracee Ellis Ross.
Tracee Ellis Ross.
Lil Uzi Vert.
Lil Uzi Vert.
Sway Lee.
Sway Lee.
Rick Ross.
Rick Ross.
Julian Huff.
Julian Huff.
Diplo.
Diplo.
E-Nice.
E-Nice.
Freya.
Freya.
Burna Boy.
Burna Boy.
Michelle Sersinger. Nicole Scherzinger. Nicole from the Pussycat Dolls. Say Nicole. From the Pussycat Dolls. That's right. Paris Goble. Cara Delevingne. Winnie Harlow. Rich Montana. And a bunch of big surprises that I can't tell you. Because they're so big, sometimes they get busy and they forget that they committed to answering the phone.
Jeez.
Whoa. I gotta,
all those people are extremely nervous.
Yeah, I got to tell you, I know not the one he mentioned, but I know one of the other Pussycat Dolls. And they were
Kaya, or is it Kaya?
Yeah.
Is it Kaya. Yeah. She's,
but
yeah,
you know, like she said, we were like that saying, like they forced us, you know, to do all these things. It's terrible.
Yeah. No, so what do you think now that he's named them? Do you think people around them, do you think they've been approached already and said, hey, what's going on? Like it's time, because Jessica Alba stepped down. Shaq, I don't know what's going on with Shaq, but I mean, that'd be interesting to see. I mean, is he even, I'd like to know what's going on with Shaq, actually.
What's crazy is my friend has a TV show, and Shaq is supposed to be in the next season. And my friend said he's a great guy, so I don't know what he has on him. I don't know. But Usher, I mean, he groomed Usher. You know that story, right?
Yeah.
Sent him to, like, you know, Diddy camp or whatever, Flavor camp, or I mean, that's just insane. And you know, Justin Bieber,
that was
I heard a story. I heard a story, and it was a video that was out on YouTube for a short time, and they took it off. So I'm going to say allegedly. Do you remember when he canceled his tour and he went running to his pastor?
Yeah.
So apparently, he was invited to one of these parties. And they brought in a boy, maybe around 11 years old.
Now we can't go too far into this.
No, I know. But, and they were going to record, and they told him he had to do certain things, freaked him out, and that's when he went running.
Wow. Yeah, this is, it's so dark. And it's a lot of these guys. Just think how many people are sweating right now.
Yeah.
And there's, you know who they're scared of the most is Mr. T.
Yes.
Trump. I mean, if
I thought they, you meant pity the fool.
That's what they're all sweating bullets over, all of them. They're sweating bullets. Yeah. I mean, I guess we shall see where this is all going to go. Like Cat Williams said, 2024 is going to be the year of exposing. No one's getting away from anything. This is it. So.
Absolutely. And I see things turning around. I mean, they're getting really, really dark. And, you know, the devil thinks he's winning, but we know the end.
Yeah.
We read the end of the book. No, seriously, I think things are going to start turning around. Right now, we need this exposure. More people need to wake up. You know, I'm here in New York. I'm not going to get too much into all of it, but three blocks away, we have all these illegals.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff's going on here. Nothing's being done to stop it. I mean, it's just.
No, it's going to get out of hand, but it's got to go so off the rails that everyone loses. Remember, we've been told this thousands of times on my show that it's going to be a near-death experience, right? So I'm expecting that. My mind's already there. So as bad as this gets, it's like, yeah, well, we know this. So here we go.
Yeah.
Let's go. Buckle up, Buttercup. All right, Denise. I really appreciate you coming on and having some fun with me, because I wanted to do something a little different and mix it up. And I know you know a lot about this stuff. You talk to a lot of these types of people, and you got your fingers on the pulse with this stuff. So, Denise, once again, thank you. Where can people find you?
Okay, so I am on Rumble. You can go to rumble.com/Denise. I am also on YouTube, but heavily shadow banned. So I would say Rumble. Find me on Rumble. Okay. That's the best way. But thanks for having me. This was great.
And we're going to dive into Lady Gaga pretty soon, right?
Absolutely.
And that probably can't go on FluffTube, right?
I mean, if we're very limited in what we say, it's okay. You know?
All right.
But we're going
to talk this. Even this will be edited to an extent. So, folks, if you see some little cutouts here and there. That's just part of the game we got to play. Yeah. At least I'm putting it up on YouTube for you. Yeah. All right, Denise, thank you. Right. Thanks for coming on.
Great seeing you. Right. Love you.
God bless.